much, Mata ji, for your valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for joining us. Yes, I'm also very fortunate to read along with all of you, the Srimad Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are going to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 18, and we'll start from the verse number 12. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगणा रघुनाथमितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त श्रीराधकान्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्री चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 18 लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुज विजिट टू वृंदावन. We are starting from the text number 12. Shri Radhiva Hare Tadiya Sarasi Prishtha Bhutahi Swar Guneir Yasyam Shri Yuta Madhavendur Anisham Priya Pritya Taya Kridati Premasmin Bhatta Radhikeva Lavate Yasyan सकृत स्नानकृत तस्या वै महिमा तथा मधुरिमा केनास्तु वर्णय शितौ सिनोनिम्स श्री राधा श्रीमती राधारानी इव लाइक हरे हे अब कृष्ण तदीय हर सरसी लेक प्रेष्ठा वेरी डियर अद्भुत ही बाई वंडरफुल स्वही ओन Gunehi, transcendental qualities, yasyam, in which Sri Yuta, all opulent, Madhava, Sri Krishna, Indu, like the moon, Anisham, incessantly, Pritya, with great affection, Taya, in association with Srimati Radharani, Tirati, performs pastimes, Prema, love, Asmin, for Lord Krishna, Bata, certainly, Radhika, evil, exactly like Srimati Radhika, Lavate obtains Yasyam in which Sakrit once, Snanakrit, one who takes a bath, Tasya of the lake, Vai certainly, Mahima glories, Tatha as well as Madhurima sweetness, Kena, by whom Astu can be Varnaya, described Kshito on this earth. Because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radha Kunda is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. It was in that lake that all opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Whoever bathes just once in Radha Kunda attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Sri Krishna. Who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radha Kunda? This verse is found in the Govinda Lilamrita 7.102. So, in this section, we are hearing wonderful glories of Sri Radha Kunda. Again and again, we are hearing this Radha Kunda is as dear to Sri Krishna as Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is most dear, beloved of Krishna. So, Radha Kunda is also very much dear to Krishna. If we understand the tattva perfectly, we understand Krishna is omnipotent and Srimati Radharani is also Krishna. Krishna or Absolute Truth appeared in two forms. In male form, he is known as Krishna, and in female form, he is known as Srimati Radharani. Together is known as Absolute Truth. And anything connected with Krishna is also omnipotent. Krishna is omnipotent. His name is omnipotent. His qualities is omnipotent. His pastimes are also omnipotent. Abode is omnipotent. In this way, we understand the meaning of omnipotency carries the same potency, like holy name carries the same potency that Krishna has. So Srimati Radharani is also omnipotent, and Radha Kunda is the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. So this is Radha Kunda is also omnipotent, carries the same potency of Srimati Radharani as Srimati Radharani bestowed the love for Krishna. So Radha Kunda also able to give us that blessing, or can empower us to achieve love for Krishna. And here, what type of love for Krishna we can achieve? Whoever bathes just once in Radha Kunda attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Krishna, same kind of attraction, conjugal attraction, or Srimati Radharani's mood, total surrendered mood we attain. When one is situated spiritually, then if the person takes bath in Radha Kunda even once, his heart becomes full of love for Krishna. Means when consciousness is very pure, and with that pure consciousness, if we understand the tattva of Sri Radha Kunda and take bath with full devotion for Sri Radha Krishna, with a prayer, humble prayer, please engage me in your loving service, then we progress very quickly. Those points we already discussed in detail by reading the last two purports of the Shikshamrita book. In the last two verses, Sri Rupa Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, explained about the glories of Sri Radha Kunda. Sri Radha Kunda is manifested with that purpose to allow us, to give us the good fortune of developing loving sentiment for Sri Krishna. We may not believe, we may not have full faith, but by constant hearing about the truth, gradually we will be able to understand the truth, because Radha Kunda is also omnipotent. Means have the Radha Kunda has the same potency as Srimati Radharani has the potency. Srimati Radharani is very merciful. We have discussed the qualities of Srimati Radharani in our previous chapters, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. She is most merciful. So Radhakunda is also most merciful for the fallen souls in this Kali Yuga. Radhakunda appeared, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually manifests that for our benefit. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carries the Radharani's mood, means all merciful mood. And he was so jubilant, happy to see the, to discover the Radhakunda, Shyamakunda. And he was fully overwhelmed with the ecstatic love for Shishi Radha and Krishna. Later he will offer beautiful prayers to Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna is showing how to pray Srimati Radharani for the for mercy, for giving us the opportunity to serve Krishna. All the arrangements are nicely done by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared, who is Krishna himself, appeared in this world again in this Kali Yuga or present time, just 500 years ago. We are also almost contemporary, you can say, means same time. It's not that much difference. Spiritually, it is not, it does not matter 500 years. Very fresh, the instructions, the past tense of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very fresh, and he showed wonderful process how to achieve, how to accept Srimati Radharani's mercy by taking shelter of Radhakunda. We can achieve Radharani's mercy by taking full shelter of Srimati Radharani, means by taking full shelter of the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he manifested the Radharani's mood. Sometimes we think, what is the mood of Srimati Radharani? How can we understand? Practically, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited Srimati Radharani's mood. Always remain absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna, always remain surrendered to Krishna, always remain in, you know, in loving service to Krishna. Never forget to Krishna. Never forget Krishna for even moment. Always remembering Krishna. And never forget Krishna for even a moment. By the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand very beautifully. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how to access everything by constant chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. These are all connected in receiving the full mercy of Srimati Radharani. Nothing can be forgotten or nothing can be neglected. In Shikshamrita, sorry, in Shikshashtakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is the highest mercy of God that he can bestow on us? Many times we also contemplate what is the real mercy that God can bestow on us, or highest mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the real mercy or highest mercy of God is this holy name of Krishna. We do not realize, that's why we cannot accept the mercy of God fully. He said, Nam Namakari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatrarpita Niyamita Smarinena Kalaha Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midrisham Ihajani Nanuraga. O my Lord, out of mercy, you have manifest so many names, like Krishna and Govinda. You have so many names. There is no hard and fast rule of chanting your names. This is your highest mercy, Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi. Durdaivam idrisham yuhajani nanuraga. But I am so unfortunate. I do not have any taste for chanting holy name. First thing that we do not realize, that This holy name is the highest mercy of God. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it so easy. He didn't put any kind of restrictions for chanting her holy name. Any time, any place, any person can chant and access the mercy. And accept the mercy. So chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the prime benediction, a prime gift given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By constant chanting, we become fortunate. We become purified. Then we can access everything. Name is omnipotent. Radha Kunda is omnipotent. Take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking shelter of holy name, taking shelter of Radha Kunda. We progress in spiritual life very quickly. If we have that desire, intense desire, that I must have the loving sentiments, loving attraction for Krishna, then our acharyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are giving us full facility. Just understand, realize the point, and accept and follow. So this is the verse today we are reading. Because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radha Kunda is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. We may not realize this point immediately, but if we contemplate or meditate on the truth, tattva, then we understand very easily. The Radha Kunda is also omnipotent, means has the same potency as Srimati Radharani has. Because Srimati Radharani is the most beloved of Krishna, so Radha Kunda is also most beloved of Krishna. It has transcendental qualities, means Radha Kunda also makes us transcendental. Transcendental means spiritually situated. Spiritual, not material, although it is in this material world, but it is not material, just deity forms. Although Krishna in the material form, a material element, but he is not material. It needs purity to understand. It needs austerity, purity, and full conviction in Shastra, in Tattva. It was in that lake that all opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastime with Srimati Radharani with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Those very confidential pastimes are still going on. It is known as Ashta Kaliya Leela. And the very elevated devotees, they live around the banks of Sri Radha Kunda, and they are totally absorbed or drowned in meditating all the Ashta Kaliya Leelas. It goes from Brahma Muhurta to midnight, like that. Actually, Ashta Kaliya Leela means 24 hours a day. Ashtakal or Ashtayam. Ashtayam means 24 hours. So Krishna's pastimes are constantly going on. So in the banks of Radha Kunda, there are so many pleasure groves are there, kunja. We are unable to see the spiritual Vrindavan. But in the spiritual Vrindavan, in transcendental Vrindavan, in the middle of the Radha Kunda also there is kunja. And around the Radha Kunda is all the kunjas are there, pleasure groves. And in that pleasure groves, with the gopis and Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna performs Ashta Kaliya Leelas. And sadhakas, the devotees who are only interested in performing sadhana, nothing else, they are deeply, deeply absorbed in that sadhana. Actually, they can also see the pastimes. This seeing is never seeing with these mundane eyes. Krishna reveals that pastimes in their hearts because of their transcendental situation. Sri Sri Radha Krishna are so merciful. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Jugal Murti in one form. Radha and Krishna combined form. Radha Krishna combined form is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving this access. This Radha Kunda. So, what we are hearing, we must hear with full conviction, faith. And whoever bathes just once in Radha Kunda attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Sri Krishna. We develop our desire for pure love for Krishna. Now, everything is, what we are doing here is mixed devotion, mostly. Mixed devotion means we have some other desires along with the desire for performing loving service to Radha Krishna. Not purely, only for the pleasure of Sri Radha Krishna to perform all the services is not there yet. But gradually it will happen. So when we take bath in the Radha Kunda, we develop that desire first. I must be pure in this life. So many lifetimes I have already wasted by performing not pure devotion or not at all any devotion. Already I have wasted. Now in this lifetime, whatever time has is there, whatever time is there, I must not waste. I must practice pure unalloyed devotional service. Pure means unmixed. There's no other motives, only one motive, one desire, how to please Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Radharani's mood is that. Only Radharani only wants to please Krishna. Radharani only wants to increase Krishna's happiness. No, nothing else. No other desire is there in her heart. And that is Uttama Bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami says, right? Anya Vilashita Shunyam. Jnana Karmadhyana Abhritam. Anukulyena Krishnanushilanam. Bhaktir Uttama. So, Anya Vilashita Shunyam. Without having any other desire. Srila Prabhupada says our material desire must be like zero, no more. Shunyam, zero. Only we should have one desire, spiritual desire, transcendental desire, how to please Sri Sri Radha Krishna with our service, with our existence, totally given to Krishna. The whole existence have been given to Krishna. Nothing is kept for us. Everything. So that kind of desire we develop first. And then we become more and more serious about following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because who is Radha Krishna combined. The more we become surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more we become eligible to approach Sri Radha Krishna because he is the Radha Krishna combined form. So this is the point to understand that Radha Kunda is omnipotent, like Krishna or Srimati Radharani, who within this world can discover the glories and sweetness of Sri Radha Kunda. Sweetness. Of Radha Kunda. We experience sweetness through our relationship with Krishna, with Radharani. So, that sweetness can be experienced when we establish our relationship with Radha Kunda as Srimati Radharani. and we surrender ourselves, we take full shelter of Srimati Radharani or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we experience the sweetness. Sweetness means the love becomes gradually awakened in our hearts. And love is always sweet. Love is never bitter. Love is always sweet. So sweetness we experience through our relationship. In our spiritual life, relationship is the all in all. Everything is all about relationship. When you chant, what is that chanting? It is mechanical process? Never. Is this any activity that my senses are engaged in chanting? It is not. It's a relationship we experience. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the process, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's not just activity, a chore. It's the highest mercy of Krishna. And this is our relationship too. Radha Krishna. And we are his, when we are servants, we are servants of Shri Radha Krishna. Our relationship. We understand the glories of Shri Radha and Krishna through the chanting. So understand our position also, relationship. Everything we do, we are actually worshipping relationship. Radha Krishna, we worship Radha Krishna, means also we worship the love. We worship the relationship between Radha Krishna. We worship the love between Radha Krishna. We worship the love between Supreme Lord and His energy. That is our worship, relationship. So in this way, we progress in spiritual life. And the intricacies of our spiritual life becomes more and more clear to us. So we are going to the next verse, 13. Eimato stuti kare primavashto hoya tire nitto kare kundo lila shoriya Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus offered prayers to Radha Kunda. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he danced on the bank, remembering the pastimes Lord Krishna performed on the bank of Radha Kunda. Also, we know in Vrindavan, this appearance of Sri Radha Kunda is related with the killing of Aristasura. Asura's name is Arista. We know that. So it is also related with the appearance of the Radha Kunda. We heard that Leela in many times, in many places, means in Srimad Bhagavatam it is there. Many times we heard the appearance of Sri Radha Kunda. Srimati Radharani made this Radha Kunda, the gopis helped by bringing water to fill the Radha Kunda. But still, inner meaning is Radha Kunda is the manifestation of Radharani's love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered prayers to Radha Kunda because he was remembering how much Krishna loved this Radha Kunda. That point he was remembering. How much Krishna loves Radharani. That point Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was remembering. Means again relationship. Again the love. We worship the love between Radha Krishna. And by remembering that love between Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed by ecstatic love. So when we are spiritually situated, then we understand these things. Spiritually situated means when we are situated in Shuddha Sattva, unmixed goodness, unmixed mode of goodness. Shuddha Sattva, or pure goodness, or transcendental goodness, then everything can be understood. So first point is we should always be remain spiritually situated, no matter where we are, no matter in what situation we are. But we can remain spiritually situated means always connected with Krishna. When we are spiritually situated, we are always connected with Krishna. Connection is never broken. But when again we are materially situated, the connection breaks. So by being situated spiritually, we understand how and why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so much overrun with ecstatic love. Because that is our goal, to worship the love between Radha Krishna. Worship the relationship between Radha Krishna. Remembering that point about Radha Krishna's pastimes. He danced on the bank. This is the expression of the joy of the soul. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing what is the spiritual life. How in spiritual life we can become so much joyful, ecstatic. Srila Prabhupada says, spiritual life means joyfulness. Material life means anxiety. There is no joy. It's a fact. It's a fact. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing that. How can we experience the spiritual life? Srila Prabhupada also says, we can understand by this, that how much we have progressed in spiritual life. The more you become free from anxieties and more you are joyful in practicing Krishna consciousness, that means you are progressing. Spiritual life means blissful life, happy life. And spiritual life means that we are constantly in touch with Krishna. That's why unbound, constant happiness we experience because of our contact with Krishna, or Krishna's contact with us. Touch, Brahma samsparsham, sukham, akshayam, ashnute. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6. Brahma samsparsham. Brahma means Parabrahma, Sri Krishna. Samsparsham means touching Sri Krishna. By remains spiritually situated. Sukham, then happiness, akshayam, inexhaustible happiness, ashnute, we can experience. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing that. He danced by remembering Krishna's love for Radharani, Krishna's love for Radha Kunda. And Radharani's attraction for Krishna, Radharani's loving attraction for Krishna, by remembering that, he became overwhelmed with joy. And he danced. And remembering the pastimes Lord Sri Krishna performed on the bank of Radha Kunda in the form of killing of Arista Shuda and the appearance of Radha Kunda by Srimati Radharani. Then Krishna also made one Kunda by the side of Radha Kunda. That Kunda is known as Shyama Kunda. That Leela is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. We are not going to discuss that Leela right now. The main points we are touching now. But on the banks of Radha Kunda, Radha Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leelas are going on constantly, eternally. In the Bhauma Vrindavan also it is going on. So therefore, the very mature, advanced devotees, they live there and totally, deeply absorbed in meditating on those leelas. And they take bath in Radha Kunda every day. Taking bath means accepting Radharani's mercy in full surrendered mood. In devotion, we take bath. So Radharani can bestow her mercy upon us. And Shastra says, you have to take bath in that lake, Radha Kunda, to experience pure love for Krishna. So it is our duty also. Because within the Vrindavan, Radha Kunda is most glorious, as dear as Radharani for Krishna. Now going to the next 14. Kundero mittikalaya tilaka korilo Bhattacharya dwara mittika sange korilo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then marked his body with tilaka made from the mud of Radha Kunda, and with the help of Balabhadra Bhattacharya he collected some of the mud and took it with him. Yeah. Radha Kunda's mud is also very auspicious. Again, omnipotent. Radha Kunda is omnipotent. Mud is also omnipotent. Purifies us immediately. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this, you know, to the world. What to do? How to accept the mercy of Srimati Radharani? Take the mud and put on your body, mark the body with tilaka. Tilak is auspicious sign. Means we establish Lord in our bodies. By remembering fully that He is already within. Again, we mark the tilakas and we remember Krishna is here, Krishna is there, Krishna is there, Krishna is there. Like that, 12 places we mark. Means we decorate the body, which is the temple of Krishna, with the tilaka marking. And we remember Krishna. And others, by seeing the tilaka, also remember Krishna, giving others also a chance to remember Krishna. As soon as a person sees a tilaka dhari, remembers, oh, that person must be a Vaishnava and he is the devotee of Krishna or Narayana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing. And also he took some more mud with the help of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who was the companion at that time, for assistant for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still many devotees, they apply tilaka from the Radha Kunda mud, and it has special color, blackish color. It feels very good, very pure, very sacred. Radha Kunda tilakam, the mud is so pure, sacred. Immediately we remember Radharani's love for Krishna. Radharani's loving attraction for Krishna. And we pray to Radharani, please engage me in the service of your Krishna. I'm really very eager to serve both of you. Please engage me in your service. So that's very nice, because the Radha Kunda mud tilakam inspires us so much. Immediately we feel very sacred and pure. Now 15. Tabe choli aila prabhu shumano sarovaro taha govardhano dekhi hoila bihu bala. From Radha Kunda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sumana's lake. When he saw Govardhan Hill, from there he was overwhelmed with joy. Yeah, Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda already in the Govardhan Hill, but it is not a hilly area, a flat area. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sumana Lake, from there he could see the Govardhan Hill. By seeing the Govardhan Hill, He was overwhelmed with joy because anything is related with Krishna is omnipotent and Krishna. Anything can inspire our love for Krishna, Uddipana, inspires, or it is called stimulates our love for Krishna. And our Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote a beautiful song, right? That in glorification of Sri Vrindavan Dham, Shama Kundo Radha Kundo Giri Govardhan, Kalindi Jo Muna Jayo Jayo Mahabhan, right? In that song, he wrote all the names, places of pastime of Sri Radha Krishna in that song. And we can remember. If we have the good fortune, we sometimes go there and see by ourselves, and then we remember, we meditate on that. In this way, in our mind, we can every day visit Vrindavan, take bath in the Radha Kunda, take bath in Jamuna River, visit the Govardhan Hill, circumambulate the Govardhan Hill, visit the different temples, and pure obeisances at Vrindavan, and the dust of Vrindavan, at the dust of Vrindavan. Vrindavan dust is also omnipotent. Srila Prabhupada says, when you go to Vrindavan, we see so many, what is called, hogs, so many animals, loitering monkeys, they're loitering in the Vrindavan. But they are not ordinary jivas because they are constantly in touch with the lotus, constantly in touch with the holy dust, Padaraja, holy dust of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, because Lord Krishna never wore any shoes, sandals in Vrindavan. He was always barefoot. He walked around everywhere barefoot. So his lotus feet always was in touch with the ground, the holy dust. So Srila Prabhupada says, the hogs in Vrindavan, they nicely lie down on the ground. They're constantly wandering in the Vrindavan land. So they are constantly in touch with the holy dust, Vrindavan dust. So Vrindavan dust purified them, purified. So after this lifetime, they get liberation. They go back to the spiritual world. Just like Nalakuber, Manigriva, were cursed by Nadamuni, and they become two trees, Arjuna trees, in Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan, they came in contact with Krishna and they got liberated. So whoever took birth or take birth in Vrindavan holy land, all the living beings are very special. For some time, they live there and then finally they go back to the spiritual world. Because in Vrindavan, when one lives, they always remain in contact with the holy dust and Krishna. Krishna is there. Vrindavana sannihitam. And Krishna's pastimes are still going on eternally in Vrindavan. So for the time being, they are there. Then they go back. So when we visit Vrindavan, we should never hate any living beings there. By seeing hogs or monkeys, we should not be angry or upset with them, actually. Still we understand they are all Vaishnavas. For the time being, for a short time, they are there. We know the monkeys are so mischievous in Vrindavan. But still, they're better situated than us. Sometimes we see rickshawwalas, they are so poor, they are so dirty, not having good, you know, clean clothes. Still they are better situated than us. Because they are in Vrindavan, constantly in touch with the holy dust. Constantly in touch with Krishna. So for the time being, for the short time they are there. So it takes, you know, our good fortune to be in Vrindavan. So although we live very far away from Vrindavan, but in our mind we can live in Vrindavan. That is the instruction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. খাইতে শুইতে যথা তথা নাম লায় দেশ কাল নিয়ম নাহি সর্বসিদ্ধি হয় কি ভোজনে কি জাগরণে কি বা কি ভোজনে কি শয়নে কি বা জাগরণে অহর্নিশ চিন্ত কৃষ্ণ বল বদনে গ্রাম্য কথা না কহিবে গ্রাম্য বার্তা না শুনিবে ভালো না খাইবে আর ভালো না পড়িবে অমানি মানদ হইয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম সদা লবে ব্রজে রাধ রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা মানুষে করিবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা মানুষে করিবে শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইনস্ট্রাক্টেড রঘুনাথ দাস গোস্বামী কনস্ট্যান্টলি ইউ শুড চ্যান্ট হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র রিমেন অলওয়েজ হাম্বল অলওয়েজ রিমেন হাম্বল অ্যান্ড প্রাইডলেস মিনস গিভ অনার টু আদার্স নেভার হ্যাঙ্কার ফর গেটিং অনার্স ফ্রম আদার্স In that state of mind, always chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, humble state of mind. And he said, in your mind or mentally or internally, always serve Shishi Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. And that is our all prayers, right? It starts from early in the morning. We first offer prayers to Tulasi Maharani, saying that, Please grant me the service. Please grant me the residence in Vrindavan so I can serve Shishi Radha Krishna in Nikunja, in Kunja, Bilas Kunja. So many different names are there for so beautiful Kunjas or pleasure groves all around the banks of Radha Kunda, there are so many kunjas there, and Radha Krishna are being served by the gopis in a very intimate way, in a very confidential way. And in Govardhan also, there are so many kunjas, caves are there, where Shishi Radha Krishna perform their intimate pastimes. So by seeing Govardhan Hill, by remembering the pastimes of Sri Krishna as lifting the Govardhan Hill and other pastimes done by Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with joy. This is the point we are learning here. The relationship between Radha Krishna, relationship between Krishna and his devotees. Krishna and his covered boyfriends, they would also play in Govardhan. So many nice pastimes, sights are there in Govardhan. So by remembering that, you know, those pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with joy. When we are spiritually situated, then we experience that joy. Now, 16. Govardhano dekhi prabhu hoila dandavato ekoshila alangiya alingiya hoila unmatto. When the Lord saw Govardhan Hill, he immediately offered obeisances. Falling down on the ground like a rod, he embraced one piece of rock from from Govardhan Hill and became mad. Again and again we are hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotion, the expression of love for Krishna, or Radharani's love for Krishna. When he saw, Lord Chaitanya saw Govardhan Hill, he first offered his obeisances, because Govardhan Hill is Krishna. Again, omnipotent. Same potency the Govardhan Hill has, as Krishna has. In his Leela, he showed that Govardhan Leela, right? Govardhan Dharan Leela. After starting the worship of Indra, he encouraged everyone, inspired everyone, all the Brajvasis, to take up all the paraphernalias which were meant for worshipping Indra, to take and to go to Govardhan and worship Govardhan, and then circumambulate Govardhan and perform Go Puja, worship Go Mata, Mother Cow, and worship Govardhan. Very powerful point here. Govardhan is as good as Krishna, omnipotent, again, means having the same potency. This is the meaning of being omnipotent. And one piece of rock is also Krishna. By embracing piece of rock, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became mad in love for Krishna. Means he was seeing Krishna. In tattva, you have to understand. That's why in so many temples, they worship Govardhan Shila as Krishna. Because Govardhan Shila is Krishna in another form and has the same potency. Sarva Shakti. Krishna is Sarva Shakti Man. So Govardhan is also Sarva Shakti Man. Govardhan Shila, piece of rock from Govardhan Hill, is also Sarva Shakti Man, as good as Krishna. How to worship Govardhan Shila? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us. Accepting as Krishna, as good as Krishna, worship and have the same feeling. So we can also develop same feeling, same honor for Govardhan, as we have feeling or honor, service attitude for Krishna. Became mad. He embraced one piece of rock from Govardhan Hill and became mad. This Krishna consciousness is being exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that Krishna consciousness he was exhibiting? To remain always overwhelmed with the love of Krishna. That is our goal. Completely forgetful of this world and remain fully absorbed, deeply absorbed in loving Krishna. This objective is attained by chanting purely the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed it. He showed the world to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely and remain absorbed in loving Krishna, loving thoughts of Krishna. These two things he showed. And in ecstatic mode, dance. Sing the holy names of Krishna and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Remain overwhelmed in ecstatic love for Krishna. Become mad for Krishna. To become madly in love with Krishna. This Chaitanya Charitamrita is very unique scripture. You or me or no one can find in any scriptures in the whole world which is talking about only one thing, one point, pure love of Godhead. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing what is the pure love of Godhead and how to achieve the pure love of Godhead. Everything is there in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we are very, very fortunate. Some or other, we are connected with the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission or movement that is known as ISKCON in this world. Hare Krishna movement. So this is the nature of love of Godhead, to remain mad or overwhelmed in love for Krishna. So actually, when we see Giriraj, Govardhan Shila in any temple, we must remember this pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He embraced one piece of rock from Govardhan Hill and became mad. He felt that I am embracing Krishna. That consciousness is so powerful. That consciousness gives us joy, happiness. Krishna consciousness is this that makes us always happy and joyful. That for what we are always hankering for. So whole process and nature showed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and very powerful process. So, I can end here. Today, we studied up to 16. Very wonderful portion we studied today. Radha Kunda Tattva, Govardhan Tattva, we understood a little bit. Actually, whatever I realized, I expressed, I shared with all of you. And definitely, this is not the whole thing. More experienced devotees, more enlightened devotees can explain this portion more wonderfully, more nicely, and more sweetly. So I thank all of you. I thank you so much, all of you, for giving us the chance to study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with all of you. Thank you again. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Is there any question or comment here?
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for the nectar. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you so much. This portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita is so sweet, so nectarian. Isn't that true?
Yes.
It takes us to Vrindavan. As if we are all in Vrindavan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Mata.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all good Srila Prabhupada and Bhudu. Thank you very much for taking us, Shishi Vrindavan Dham, Shishi Shyam Kund, Shishi Radha Kund. Mataji, we feel that lila, that much potency in your class. Thank you very much, Mataji. Dandavat.
Thank you. Thank you. Dandavat. Okay. Maybe there's no question or comment here.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for the very good explaining the sweetness of Vrindavan. Thank you so much, Mataji. So nice. I really like the point that you were making about the Dham Vasis. They are just here for a small period of time. So that's really so beautiful. Thank you, Mataji.
Yes,
Mataji. Yeah. And also thinking that they are more lucky than me. They're luckier. No room for being proud. Oh, I live in America. I live in very comfortable life. No.
Yeah.
Spiritually, no. No value. Yeah.
Thank
you.
Anyone else has any questions or comments? Okay. Thank you all so much. I hope everyone was okay with the new numbers. So we will continue to log in with these new numbers and recordings will be sent out. The point is, if you particularly want any recording, indeed we are sharing the recordings, but if there is something that you want to hold on to, I request all the devotees to please save it to your computer, because the database given to us is very, very small, that is the recording database, so the recordings will be erased within 2 or 3 weeks, because we don't have so much space in our new platform. But once we send out the recordings, if there's something you want to hold on to, I request all the devotees to save it onto your computer. Okay, thank you all so much again. So we can end the call. Vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu.
Sindhudevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol,
Shri Mataji ki jai,
Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai, Hari Bol. Bye.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.